What are you looking at, dickhead? No, leave me alone. Well, you think I came here for you? I'm here for the free drinks, that's it. Now go back to the people who pretend to care about you and let me enjoy how surprisingly strong this punch is. Listen, everyone knows that Margaret from Accounts Receivable mixed it. She brags about her famous punch at every company function. You smug the punch with more whiskey? God, you're insufferable. Always putting your fingers in other people's food. Even on your way out, you managed to leave a lasting, annoying impression. Just leave already. Of course, you're helping. Helping everyone know you're the reason something worked out like always. Are you really spouting that corporate bullshit unironically? It's not one team, one dream. It's everyone look at me. You're a fucking narcissist, and everyone keeps feeding your ridiculous ego. You heard me. I'm surprised that you've plagued me for 3 fucking years, and I've never said that to your smug face. Your ginormous head would push everyone out this room if it matched your stupid fucking ego. But thankfully, you won't be here on Monday. We can finally prove to ownership that we'll go on just fine without their golden boy. Oh, you liked that, didn't you? You want me to keep talking shit? Well, that is incredibly tempting. Now that you're asking for it, I don't think I will. Yeah, I'll gladly disappoint you on your last day. Give you something to remember me by. Fuck off, just go already. No, actually, get back here. You're the one who wouldn't be where they are without me. I'm the only one who gave you any competition since I got here. Every quarter, every month, every day, we'd trade who hit goal the fastest, who could exceed goal the most. That competition fit both of our teams, but now you're leaving while you're ahead. Typical. You're tired of pushing to be better than me, so instead of losing honestly, you're just removing yourself from the competition. That's exactly what you're doing. You're retiring before defending your championship belt. Remember, wherever you go from here, you'll never have. Fuck. I've been waiting for you to pull some dumb shit like this for years, but of course you wait until you leave, so I can't get you five. God, could you be any more full of yourself? Okay, I did not look at you that way, you. I fucking hate you. Stop. Shut up, I'm not kissing back. No. Shut up. Not here. We're going to my new office, recently vacated by you, the coward leaving the company. Come here. Come here. Come back. Come back. You started this, I'm gonna finish it. Before you get any stupid ideas in your head, remember, I'm only fucking you because I can't get you fired for sexually harassing me. I hate how sexy you are. It's so fucking annoying. Always wearing those tight shirts and tight pants. Rolling up your sleeves. Unbuttoning your shirt and just her. Showing those tattoos. Sitting with your bulge outlined on your crotch. With that smug look of your face. You've been gawking at me too. Don't even try to deny it. You love my tight skirts and my low-cut blouses. The way my glasses slide down my nose. You try to look professionally, but you're just as horny as any other guy, and your eyes wander like everyone else. You're gonna do exactly as I say, you understand? You're damn right you do. Get that cock out and sit back and put your hands on the desk. Leave the shirt and tie on. I have plans for those. Of course, it's fucking huge. What? Shut up, you sore loser. Yeah, that's exactly what you are. You don't like to lose, so you're leaving like a coward. You know I'd crush you if I had enough time. So I'd have to make do with crushing this cock. I've got a strong grip, right? How long have you wanted to feel my hand on your big hard cock, huh? Yeah, it's big, so what? I've got a big cock to match your stupid handsome face and your annoyingly hot tattoos and oh goddammit, let me finish. Hiking up my skirt. I said hands on the desk. Got a lot of nerve. Moving my panties to the side. What do you think you're doing? I'm not fucking you yet. Get that stupidly large cock between my thighs. Slide it right there. Oh, so close but so far. No, spit on your dick. Shut up, I'm not wet. I said spit on your dick. Let me just spread that around with my hand. Fuck my thighs, dickhead. Heard that moan. If you want me to fuck you, better make some damn good noises for me. I'll cross my legs to make it nice and tight for you. That's right, fucking moan for me. Bump into my soft thighs and tell me how good it feels. You really had the gall to fucking kiss me out of the blue while I was in the middle of insulting you. You could have had any girl in the office tonight, but you go for me. Huh? I'm your last hurrah in the office? Fuck you. You heard me. Fuck you. Fuck. Bling me into you? I said hands on the fucking... Can't even follow the simplest instructions. I'm just trying to show people your way is better. Give me that tie. Yeah, if you don't put your hands back on the desk, I'm checking you out. Fine, it's your funeral. Oh, god damn it, your cock just twitched. You're into this shit, aren't you? Can you be so fucking hot and annoying at the same time? Go on, show how badly you need to fuck me. Not wet, dickhead. That's your sp. How am I supposed to. Stop interrupting. Controlling my hips with your hands, fucking my thighs so horribly. Every time you bottom out, you hit my clit with the base of your cock. It's. It's hard as fuck. Slow down. No, of course not. You fucking wish you could make me come. Oh, shut up. It just felt really good, okay? Hey, what are you doing? Don't put me over the desk. No, I'm fucking you. Shut up, my pussy's dripping because fuck you, that's why. Let's get this over with. You think my thighs were tight? Just wait till you feel my pussy, dickhead. I'll turn you into a two-pump chump. Go on, fuck me. Let's see if it compares to all the times you fuck me over in the office. Are you gonna move or not, dickhead? Fuck off. I'm not begging for it. Suit yourself. I'll just pick up your slack like usual and fuck you instead. Move myself back and forth and... pushing me all the way into the desk so I can't move? Fine. I can always count on you to put me into a tight spot, can I? Shut up. I'm not begging for it. I don't need to beg for something you've always wanted. You're always trying to impress me before you go, so do it. Listen, if you're gonna waste both of our time, I can just scream for help and... I took the fucking day. No one's even on this bus sooner than a weekday. So easily afraid. Ask me to drink. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fucking pound me. Remember all the times that I pissed you off? Every time I beat you to goal? Every time I got the promotion you wanted first? Punish me for it all right fucking now. Break this fucking desk. I don't even want to use it anyway. Oh. Come on, golden boy, is that the best you can do? You hate me, right? Fucking act like it. Anyway, mark me as yours because you leave like an asshole. I'll do it, dickhead. Come inside me. You fucking asshole. You're supposed to. You can't come in my face. God damn it, you can't even come inside me right. It's fucking everywhere. It's in my eye, my hair, everywhere. You really are insufferable, dickhead. Get the fuck out of my office now. Yes, my office. I swear to God, I'll call security if you don't get out right now. Okay, good. Now fuck off. I hope you feel miserably at your new job.